I want to share some revolutionary truths with you today that I believe will be of tremendous importance in your own life. I want to share some testimonies, some personal testimonies from my own life that will really bless you and encourage you as we talk about the blessedness of giving. I don't know when the custom started, but this is what's called Giving Tuesday. Tuesday here on the Line of Fire. You've probably gotten flooded with emails of different ministries and organizations asking for your support today. You would have gotten one from me if you're on our email list. And again, I don't know where the tradition came from. Was it a pushback after Black Friday and all the spending, holiday spending and things like that? Now we've got Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, whatever it is, let it be. Generosity is great. Giving is great. And Jesus actually said it. Paul references it in Acts, the 20th chapter, that it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now, I have the joy of giving to you every day. I have the great joy and privilege of giving to you, of serving you, of putting out materials. Our team does every day on radio, on video, in writing. So I have that great joy of blessing you. And I want to talk to you about the great joy that you can find, the great blessing that you can find in giving. 866-34-TRUTH. We're going to play a few testimonies for you that will really encourage you. But got a request for you. If our ministry has been a blessing to you, if we have helped you, if we have played a really positive role in your life, and in a significant way have helped you, then give us a call. Let us know. Share that with others as we encourage others to stand with us and to support the work that we are doing here and around the world. And what a great time to stand with us as I prepare to go to India for my 26th time. But first, let's look at the Word. Let's be enriched by the Word. Paul writes this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now, concerning the ministry to the saints, it is unnecessary for me to write to you, for I know your eagerness, and I brag about you to the Macedonians. Achaia has been prepared since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. So he's talking about their giving, their generosity. He said, but I sent the brothers so our boasting about you in the matter would not prove empty, and so you would be prepared just as I said. For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, would be embarrassed in that situation. So he's talking about being prepared to give, all right? Being prepared to give. Therefore, I considered it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance the generous gift you promise, so that it will be ready as a gift and not as an extortion. Remember this, the person who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the person who sows generously will also reap generously. This is a wonderful biblical truth. Many times, friends, we live in constant financial lack, thinking we don't have funds to give. We don't have the ability to be generous. We can't give the way we want to because we don't have money. Hey, most of us have been there at one point or another in our lives, right? But what Paul's saying, and it's taught elsewhere in Scripture, is that if we sow generously, doesn't mean irresponsibly, doesn't mean that you just give your last penny because you felt pressure to do it. No, it's quite the opposite. It's out of a joyful heart. But as we give generously, we reap a return generously. It's sowing and reaping. It's the way things work. And if we don't reap it in an entirely material way, we reap it in many other ways, spiritually and in eternal benefits. So this is the Word of God. Remember this, the person who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and a person who sows generously will also reap generously. Each person should do as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And look at this. And God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that in every way, always having everything you need, you may excel in every good work. Let me read that to you again, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Let me read it in the New King James, and God is made, able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Oh, let's do it from the NLT. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. That's the word. That's what God's promised here and many other places. I want to encourage you to walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm going to share some testimonies with you from my own life where I really was reminded by God to honor him, to put first things first, to give to him first. And then what he did to meet needs was utterly miraculous. And one of my dearest friends in the world has a ministry which just involves giving away money. That's what it exists to do, to help believers in Israel, to help the needy in Israel, to help the poor in Israel, to support the work in Israel in different ways. That's all his ministry exists to do, is to give and support and help in Israel. And he's being supernaturally blessed. I mean, it's mind-boggling. I know how the ministry started. I know the little organization that was behind it. And it's only a few years old, yet this year, thus far, calendar year, it's still not done. He's given away over $650,000 to Israel and Jewish-related work. $650,000. And this is just a few years old in ministry. I mean, you know, first year giving away $10,000, $20,000. He was thrilled to be able to do it. But I've watched him his whole life. He gives, he gives, he gives, he gives. He lives to give. He generally, legitimately lives to give. And now that he has a ministry, God's pouring it in. And the more he gives, the more God pours in. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. So I want to encourage you in a spirit of generosity today. And by the way, if you have been blessed by our ministry over the years, if you have listened regularly to the broadcast or watched our videos or been helped by our articles or books, it's our joy to put out this material for you. Radio every day, and then our video of the broadcast just as well, and our podcast. And there's no subscription fee. For many, you can only watch so far, then you have to be a subscriber. There's certain networks now that the only way you can get the show is by subscribing, all for free. The high-quality videos, teaching videos we put out for free. We have whole teaching series for free. Debates, many debates for free online. And then articles, 4 or 5 articles a week, sometimes even more, for free, coming your way. There's no subscription fee, all right? And it's not that we have a rich benefactor paying me to write the articles. We're putting these out as our joyful ministry to you. Live streams, live feeds, wherever we can. We can give and be generous because you're generous towards us. And every one of you, boy, I'm speaking by video to some, but audio to many others. But look me in the eye as best as you can. You are making a difference. You say, but Dr. Brown, we send you $30 a month. How big is that? It is bigger than you realize. Well, Dr. Brown, we've got like $10 we can give you right now. Everybody doing their part makes a massive difference. And listen to me. It lifts a burden off my shoulders and off our team, where we don't have to feel that squeeze and constraint, and how can we pay to be on radio this month, and how are we going to be able to, we're asked to go to a country, an impoverished country, and to pour into leaders there, but how are we going to get the funds to make that work? And boy, we've got this incredible open door to reach more Jewish people in Israel, but we don't have the funds to print what we need to print to get. You can lift that off of us, and then just think of all the more that we could produce to be a blessing to you. So you can give several different ways. You can go to our website, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org, and click on donate. Or if you prefer text to give, all right, then just text the word give, G-I-V-E, to this number. Jot it down, 929-242-6431. 929-242-6431. Once more, 929-242-6431. Text the word give to that number. And then there's something, just takes a few seconds to set things up for your payment. And then anytime you want, you just, you know, I just want to be a blessing today. I've been enjoying the broadcast. Whether it's $5 or $50 or $100, boom, It'll be a great blessing to us. All right, I want to go to the phones. I want to hear some of your stories. I want to encourage you in your generosity to us and to others. But before we go to the phones, let's grab clip number one. I want you to hear this testimony. This is a voicemail that came into our ministry from a former lesbian.
I am almost 51 years old. I love Jesus with all my heart, soul, and mind. I am a former lesbian. I've been out of that lifestyle for almost 17 years. I am very happily married. I have two beautiful children who I adore. And I used to be very outspoken and kind of, not in a mean way at all, but just kind of sharing my testimony in churches. And the Lord's pulled me back from that for various reasons. A lot of it's because I'm a mom of kids and such. But I just wanted to tell you thank you. And I just want to tell you thank you because you show a lot of honor and respect. Because clearly you have the scholarship. Clearly you have the intellect to do a proper debate. But I appreciate the fact that you worked very, very hard to also show kindness and respect. And sometimes that's lacking so in other people. So I just want to tell you as a fellow believer in Jesus Christ, and who is passionate about the Lord, passionate about the Holy Spirit, passionate about being one that can say, so some of you were, I am also very passionate about showing love to people and to show compassion and not to just, you know, beat them down with a scripture. So I was inspired and I appreciated that. And anyway, that was really it. I just want to tell you thank you and God bless you and keep up the good work.
What a wonderful call. First, thank God for his amazing salvation and his ability to transform lives. And secondly, so grateful for those kind words. Friends, help us stay on the front lines here. We're in demand to help others deal with many of the most difficult, complex issues in the body. We do it with your help. I can do my job, but we need you to do yours. So stand with us together, friends. We're making a difference, right? We come back. Eugene, you're on next, and some great stories to share with you today. Stay right there.
Dr. Brown, something I greatly admire about you is that you are always interacting personally with God's sheep. It's no wonder you are bearing authentic fruit for the kingdom of God and impacting lives. I've seen other ministers in the body become pompous, and they think it's beneath them to have personal dialogue with the Lord's sheep. They are caught up with their title and become so proud of themselves for being in the clergy that they carry on fruitless and with no genuine impact on lives because of the pompous religious disposition of their hearts. It seems to be an epidemic. I pray for you that you will always maintain this humility and meekness in your life as God continues to exalt you in our land for Jesus Christ and his kingdom. Thanks for the example you set for all of us. May mighty blessings come to you.
Yeah, we appreciate those kind words. And as much as we get hate mail and death wishes and all that, we get a wonderful, steady flow of testimonies of lives that have been changed. And one of the most wonderful things, in fact, do I have this text on my phone? Let me just take a look here, is when I find out about people who have come to faith. Let me just scroll down here and look for a minute. Yeah. Here's a Messianic Jewish leader on Long Island. I have a man in my congregation named blank. He got saved 2 years ago reading your book, The Real Kosher Jesus. His life has been radically transformed. He thinks the world of you, of course, would love if you could perhaps give him a call sometime just to say hello. So I plan to do that, to reach out. That is so awesome to hear. In fact, we have an opportunity to get that book out for mass distribution in Israel, but we can only do it with your help. We can only do that with your help. So stand with us today. I say from my heart, together, we're making a difference. And there are people who are lost in darkness that are now walking in the light because you prayed for us and because you supported us financially. That's really the truth. You're going to say, me? How? You're going to stand with me one day. And as there is treasure in heaven being revealed, and the greatest treasure being people whose lives have been dramatically changed. And you got to be a part of that. You guys be part of that. And all of you who stand with us and pray for us and help us as we travel overseas, travel around the world and bring the good news of the Messiah and equip leaders and strengthen the body and go into some dangerous places to do dangerous things because it's for our Lord. You share in that reward. You literally go with me on every trip and you share in the reward. If we've been a blessing to you, give us a call. Share with others if our ministry has directly impacted you or your family. We'll all be edified. We'll all be encouraged. And all the glory goes to the Lord. 866-348-7884. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Give us a call. Share with us what the Lord has done in your life through our ministry. All glory goes to the Lord. Let's go over to Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Eugene, thanks for calling the Line of Fire today.
Hello, Dr. Brown. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yes. And just like you said, all glory goes to God. You know, I do thank God for what you've done. At a point in my life where I actually encountered your teaching, it was actually in response to the Strange Fire Conference from John MacArthur. And this is nothing speaking ill of John MacArthur or his ministry whatsoever, but being born and raised in a Pentecostal church, I just grew up with the fire for Jesus. And I've experienced the gift of the Holy Spirit. But encountering that doctrine, it made me question, you know, this man is so esteemed and loved by the Christian community. What if what he's saying about the gift being demonic, what is that? What if that's true? What if I'm deceived? And only having a passion to serve God in my life, there was nothing that could fulfill that. So I feel like only loving Jesus, Satan attacked that love and made me question if it was actually of God. And so what it did is it kind of drove me into a place of like theological torment. Like, what if I'm wrong? Because this man's smarter than me, he's more educated. What if I'm involved in something demonic? That's when I actually picked up your book, you know, A Response to the Strange Fire Conference. And I love how it wasn't just hypercritical debate. It was actually a theological explanation as to why you have a dislike, why you have a difference in what MacArthur teaches. And what you did, you didn't bring theology. You just brought a sound doctrine on what loving Jesus actually looks like. That's why I thank you and your ministry so much, is because at a point where I was so confused and so wrapped up in questions, you gave me the answers. And it meant a lot to me because I want to live in Christ, but I couldn't do that if I'm not theologically sound. And so I just wanted to say thank you for all your hard work, all the debates I've watched in sensationalism, the books I've read addressing Strange Fire and Authentic Fire. None of that was in vain for me, and I benefited from every single thing, sir. So I thank you for that so much.
Well, Eugene, that is awesome to hear. And trust me, I understand the theological torment, because with all your heart, you want to honor God. You want to be faithful to Him. You want to believe and practice what's true. And this agony, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm deceived? What if I'm dishonoring God? That's a profound pain for a true believer. And I am so thrilled to know that what we put out ministered grace to you, that it was grace and truth together. And boy, living in the fullness of the Holy Spirit is in perfect harmony with living in the fullness of the Word of God. They go hand in hand. But thanks for taking the time to call. It means a lot to me, Eugene. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Be blessed, sir. Bye-bye.
God bless. All right. 866-34-TRUTH. We've got a really neat testimony to share with you in a moment. But first, let's look at Scripture again. When folks send gifts into our ministry, we send a thank you note back. Our monthly supporters, we write to every month and share an insider prayer letter of just key things going on and ways to pray and testimonies and things like that. But otherwise, if you send a gift to our ministry, you get a note back. And there are many times that I'll write a personal note to people that send in funds to the ministry, and I'll sign it personally. You know, actually, many times you'll actually get my signature on the letter and with a scripture verse. And one of the scriptures that I often use is Proverbs 11:25. It's very concise in Hebrew. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words. Nefesh bracha to Dushan, marve gam hu yoreh. So what does it mean? I'll read it from a few different translations. A generous person enjoys prosperity. He who satisfies others shall himself be sated. The person who blesses others will prosper. He who satisfies others will be satisfied himself. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. A generous person will be enriched, and the one who provides water for others will himself be satisfied. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. It's a wonderful truth, and it's something that we've all experienced. Again, it's more blessed to give than receive. This being Giving Tuesday, I thought it appropriate. I don't know if I've ever done this, to just on a Giving Tuesday teach about giving and encourage you with testimonies about giving. I wish I could take every one of you to India with me next week. I wish there was a way to do it, and for you to see the extraordinary work that's going on there, and then to hear, by God's grace, all by His grace and all to His glory, how we've been an integral part of that work for 26 years. In fact, God willing, next Thursday, on Thoroughly Jewish Thursday, I'm going to share a story with you from India about the Israel-Jewish connection that will really, really bless you. But if you could see the work there and then know how we've been a part of it, you'd say, oh, Mike, when you go there every year, we help send you. Yeah, you do. You do. Your prayers, your giving, and then you see what's happened there and find out from the leaders there how we've been able to be a part of it. And you think, wow, that's amazing. I wish I could take you with me when I go to debate a rabbi, and all these Jewish believers will come up to me afterwards and will say, you know, your writings got me in the faith, or your writings helped keep me in the faith. Boy, it was a joy. A few years back, when Dave Gettleman, now the general manager for the New York Giants, was the general manager for the Carolina Panthers and the man who helped shape the team that went 15-1 and went to the Super Bowl. It was a joy to meet him here in North Carolina and find out that Dave Gettleman was a Jewish believer, that he had started going to a Messianic congregation. This is around 2004 or 2002. He started going to a Messianic congregation. And what happened was he still had lots of questions, lots of doubts, and went to hear me debate a rabbi. Big, famous debate we did. Packed house in the New York City Hilton Hotel. That was the night that he got his answers and that he crossed that bridge and knew that Yeshua was the Messiah. What a joy to hear that story. We've got great plans to reach so many more Jewish people. Great doors open to do it right within Israel and in America. We just need your help to get it done. You say, well, God will help. Well, God will help through you. You ever hear the story about the pastor who said, I've got good news, bad news, and good news for you? He said, no, bad news, good news, bad news. He said, the bad news is the AC system is out, and we got this big building here. Summer's coming. It's going to cost us $250,000 to replace it. That's the bad news. The good news is we have all the money we need. The bad news is it's in your pockets. Yeah, so the good news is God can meet our needs through your generosity. And if everybody does their part, some can write a check for $10,000, some could barely squeeze out $2. If everybody does their part, every need will be met, and we'll move into the new year kind of able to sigh of relief, because needs are met and some of the burdens are lifted off our shoulders. Again, to give, go to askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org, or text the word GIVE to 929-242-6431, 929-242-6431, and there'll be instructions from there. All right, more of your calls when we come back. Stay right here. Well, welcome, friends, to the Line of Fire. It is Giving Tuesday today. Did you know such a thing existed? Yeah, it's called Giving Tuesday. Maybe you got lots of emails, as I did, from different ministries, organizations, all with worthy causes. And I want to encourage you in being a giver today, remembering that Jesus said it's more blessed to give than receive. And think of this for a minute. And I'm going to read the words of the Lord in a moment and share some really neat, encouraging testimonies with you. Trust me, you don't want to miss a minute of what's coming next. We want to take your calls as well. If you want to share with our listening and viewing audience how our ministry has been a blessing to you for the glory of God and for our encouragement, We'll open the phones as well, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. But think of this. Let's say you're hoping to get a particular gift for your birthday or for the holidays, and you get that gift. You're excited. You're blessed. It's joy. Wow, I can't believe it. But think of when you get something special for somebody and how you plan it. And you figure, okay, what's going to be the okay, and what, and then you give it, and the person loves it. Even then, it's a greater joy to give than to receive. And certainly in God's perspective, it's a greater blessing to give than to receive. Look at what the Lord himself says. Look at what Jesus says in Luke 6, 38. Give, and it will be given to you. Now, there's a context here of forgiveness. There's a context here of lending and giving to those in need. Listen to what the Lord says. Give, and it will be given to you. So here, when the scripture speaks in Proverbs, for example, about someone who is stingy, it's literally tight-fisted. You know, there's that imagery. So here, let's say I got 10 bucks in my hand, and I would take it out of my pocket, except I don't have any cash in my pocket. So I'm holding on to that money, right? And you can't get that money out. So that I got that $10. I absolutely have this when you are, you know, it's secure in my hands. It's totally secure in my hands. All right. But there's nothing you can get in here. On the other hand, if you need $10, I say, oh, go ahead. There you go. Take it. Well, now my hands are open. A giving person in the Bible is open-handed. Now God can put more there that I can give away. See, the carnal prosperity message, which I have renounced and denounced for decades in writing and in many other ways, many a time, whole chapters and books devoted to it. The carnal prosperity message says that the proof of spirituality is financial prosperity and that Jesus died on the cross to make us financially rich. That's a dangerous doctrine and an unbiblical doctrine. On the other hand, there is a mentality that swings so far away from that, that it exalts stinginess and poverty. And look, I work with folks all around the world that minister to the poor. Most of our missionaries minister to the poor and the needy. As I'm going to India, folks that minister to the poor and the needy, all right? So they could tell you, we could feed more starving people if you sent us money. We could build more homes if you sent us more money. We could educate more children if you sent us more money. And the people that I know that really walk in divine blessing are the ones that minister to the poor and the needy and are blessed and blessed and blessed, have their needs met. So we're encouraging you not to buy me a private jet, but to pour into this ministry so that we can pour into others. And Jesus says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it'll be measured to you. You know what's interesting? The critics don't support us. Critics aren't the ones that help us reach the Jewish people with the good news, take the gospel to the nations, train laborers to go to the ends of the earth, laborers willing to give their lives for the gospel. Most of us have heard about the American Christian missionary tried to reach unreached people in India and was speared to death. We have friends that do these very kinds of things, go to the unreached and reach their lives, friends that we support. You support us more, we can support them more. It's that simple. And you could, you know, people sitting, yeah, okay, well, how much are you supporting the gospel? Yeah, these prosperity preachers. Yeah, I reject this prosperity gospel wholeheartedly. But let me ask you a question. How much are you giving to the gospel? Those that are critics, those that hate the prosperity message, okay, great, I reject it as well. But how much are you giving? How many ministries are you supporting? How are you helping your local church? Yeah, a lot of times the critics are the ones not giving either. Thank God, as we give, God gives back. As we give, people give back, and that enables us to give more and to bless more and to help more. It's a glorious cycle of life. Don't be so stingy. I can't. Break out of that. Give with generosity. God will bless you as you do. These are Jesus' words, not mine. I've been amazed at people trying to reinterpret these to take away the promises that are here. And I go through the entire New Testament, and you find the principles of the Old Testament reinforced, that as we are generous to others, God's generous towards us. And that enables us now to be more generous still. 866 for truth. Let's go to Karen in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks so much for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you, Karen.
Good. And thank you. I just want to thank you so much. I listen to the Truth Radio. You know, it's on all the time. And even leave it on for the cat when I leave. But I just thank you so much. It's you've been, I can't express how much it's brought me through. The Holy Spirit is, I'm at a loss for words almost. I just want to thank you so much. It's just never know. And like Mommy used to tell me, you just never know what that one word or that one gesture can turn something around. You know, it can be that one thing, you know. And you definitely have been that for me, and definitely the Holy Spirit in me. Because last year, I lost my brother. Very, very close. And it's been tough.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm no Job,
you don't have to compare yourself to losing 10 family members in a day, losing a brother you're close to, and then sometimes we find ourselves alone or people not understanding us. And Karen, I'm so glad that we've been there for you, that the whole Truth Network has been there for you. You know, you mentioned your cat, Karen. We're on in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're on the Truth Radio Network there. And I heard an amazing story. It's a heavily Mormon community there. And a woman depressed in her house. The cat jumps and hits something with his paw, turns on the radio. It's Truth Radio Network. And she comes to meet the Lord in an extraordinary way. So, Karen, may the Lord bless you and enrich your life. Thanks. Thanks for calling and sharing that good word. Much appreciated. Let's go to Matt in Wisconsin. Matt, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you today on Giving Tuesday?
I'm doing great, man. You know, I don't know that I've ever talked about giving on Giving Tuesday, but it seemed like an appropriate thing to do today and encourage us. But thanks for calling today.
Absolutely. Hey, I've been listening to Ask Dr. Brown for the last several months. I found your program through your debate with Rabbi Tobias Singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a client in Brooklyn. I'm an artist, and I do portraits of rabbis. And so we've gotten into these huge discussions on theology, and I was just looking for answers, and the answers you provided really, really helped. But a couple other things. I saw your involvement in the Brownsville Revival, and that has so encouraged me. I've been pursuing praying on a daily basis. You know, not every day, but almost a daily basis for revival in my community. Looking up, you know, the Azusa Street Revival, other revivals, and it was the Brownsville Revival, which I didn't really even hear of until I saw your video on it, that's encouraged me to pursue that.
Good.
And I just want to say thank you for all of your ministry. And one last thing. There's sometimes, a latency between how we give and seeing those promises fulfilled.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we don't receive the blessings right away, but we are promised in the next life. And this is what prompts me to give, is that I'll be able to see people on that day from every tribe, every nation, and be able to worship Jesus together with those people. And that's why I give to the gospel. You know, God promises to provide for my needs, and he has. But, you know, my wife and I have been through hard times. And in those hard times, we've had to draw so close to the Lord just to, you know, feel his encouragement. And it's worth it to go through trials to have that closeness with the Lord.
And Matt, first, thank you for taking the time to call and sharing those kind words. And it's so wonderful to hear. We're blessed to hear that. But the great, great, great reward we have, if someone says, all right, you can get a new Porsche because of your generous giving, or have eternal treasure in heaven, I'll take the eternal treasure in heaven. And what's the greatest treasure? We're going to need a Porsche in heaven. It's like you need better transportation. I don't think so. Not when streets are made of gold. The New Jerusalem is heaven comes down on earth. But think of the souls, the lives that are changed, the joy that you get to share in that. You get to share in that. And as I've ministered around the world and seen people so dramatically touched and had go out and speak and have lines of people coming to thank me, again, any good thing that comes, it's from the Lord. But each of you that is given to the ministry, you're part of that. You're part of that. Thank you again, Matt. 866-34-TRUTH. Hey, real quick, Kim, let's grab clip number 5. This is from one of our callers. All of you listening in DFW area, you get the last half hour of our broadcast. Listen to what Jeff had to say. Clip number 5. Jeff in Howard County, Maryland, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, this is Jeff, Dr. Brown. Such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Jeff.
I just wanted to pass on some encouragement. Such a blessing to me to be able to hear this program every day. My only regret is that we only get a half hour of you rather than the whole time. But what I wanted you to know is that I think your teaching, your program, is the most relevant of any program on Christian radio today. I listen to a lot of programs and have for 20-some years, but yours is the one that is most relevant to what we're living through, what we're dealing with as Christians today. And I especially love your program because I'm a teaching elder in our non-denominational Bible teaching church, and we teach the books of the Bible line by line, and we rotate from the Old Testament to the New. And the Old Testament is now my great love, and so your program adds more perspective coming from that Jewish perspective. I, Jewish person, absolutely love it.
Hey, friends, that's where we're on the air. You can help us. I've got a great story. In fact, 2 great stories to share. We come back. Don't miss it. Stay right here.
Hi, Dr. B. I'm happy to say that since I got some health coverage, I now have a little money and I can donate to you in a monthly manner as a torchbearer. It has made me so happy to be able to support you since I believe that you are the best teacher, apologist, and Christian witness we have. I wish I could give you more, but I will also have to give to my local church, so I divided my gift in half. May God bless you and protect America. Shalom.
Well, thanks, friends, for standing with us. We appreciate that testimony as well. Be assured that we are not a ministry with tens of millions of dollars pouring in and wealthy donors left and right supporting us. We pray in every dime, and literally your help, your monthly support, your one-time gifts minister life to us. I can assure you of that. I feel it personally. Our team feels it personally. When special gifts come in, we rejoice. When new torchbearers, new monthly supporters join our team, we rejoice. And our vision is massive. There's so much that God's called us to do. You can help amplify my voice. Let me read a scripture to you. This is Paul writing 1 Corinthians 9:11, where he said that those who preach the gospel should live by the gospel. He said, if we have sown spiritual things for you, is it too much if we reap material benefits from you? So every day, in keeping with it's more blessed to give than receive, it's our joy to give and to give you free resources and to minister as best as we can as a team to each of you and to be here with you as much as we can be and to respond to your requests for prayer and questions, to be here for you and to be a resource and blessing to you and to strengthen you and to equip you to stand strong in the midst of a compromised, sinful society and often confused church. Paul said, if we've done that, if we've poured in spiritually, is it so much that we reap back materially? And this is not for us. This is for the work of the gospel. This is to enable us to reach more people with the good news. And you want to know why we're on live radio? You want to know why we're on live talk radio? We got a call. I'll give you this one example, all right? And we hope to do a whole show with this guest in the near future. We got an anonymous call last year from a woman who identified herself as a Christian woman. At the time she took her job at Planned Parenthood, she was a single mother, needed the money. Planned Parenthood offered a very generous salary for her to manage a clinic. She took the job, was conflicted over it, and called the show and asked whether she should continue to work there. And why her friend said, hey, look, you're not actually performing the abortions. It's okay to do it, but she was struggling. And I told her she needed to get out of there, told her this had to be the last day that she worked there, that there was no excuse for being there, and that she was participating in what was happening, and that we were able to get her information off the air. We connected her with other pro-life people. We connected with folks that helped her financially during the transition. And I'm going to share with you in a moment an email that she sent me. But as we began to talk and get into the heart of the call, and she began to talk about what happens in the abortion clinic, this was what she had to say.
There's a room in the back, and it's called a POC room, and it's products of conception. It's where things are processed, and we refer to it as, you know, tissue or fetus, but I saw it for the first time. It's a baby. Not tissue.
Yeah.
It's really bad. It is. It's a baby. There's legs and there's arms and there's eyes. It's a baby. And what got me today, the reason why I'm so upset is because on an ultrasound, sometimes you have to do ultrasounds while you're doing it. And if you're far enough along, it looks like they're fighting you back. Murder. It's just not right.
All right, friends, that was part of one of the most intense calls we ever received. So, well, what happened to that woman? Well, I got this email earlier this month from Crystal. I was the anonymous Planned Parenthood worker who called your show. I just wanted to tell you, thank you for taking my call that day and praying for me. You would not begin to imagine where I am now and what all I'm involved with. You were the bridge that led me back to God, and I can never repay you for that. You saved me. Thank you. No longer anonymous, she signs her full name, former Planned Parenthood manager in Winston-Salem. Friends, that's why we're on live talk radio, for calls like that. And a lot of you are concerned with censorship, with conservative messages, Christian messages being censored, YouTube or Twitter or Google or Facebook are censoring us. Well, friends, help us get the message out. We're not afraid. We're not afraid to speak. We're not afraid to take the consequences. We're not afraid to take the heat. We're not afraid to call out sin where it exists and to speak the truth in love. We played a call earlier in the broadcast from a former lesbian. She married 17 years but wanted to thank us for speaking with such love and grace in the midst of our debates, in the midst of addressing these issues. And I could read you testimony after testimony and story after story after story after story of lives that have been changed and people thanking us for speaking out, for not being silenced, for not being man pleasers. That's our calling. But friends, don't just get upset about the wrong. Help us do the right. Help us reach more people like Crystal. Can you imagine what could happen if instead of being on the stations we're on now, that we were on 10 times as many stations? Yeah, there are enough that we could get on. Think of the impact that we could have. We do it with your help. And I don't know that I'm talking to any billionaires right now. I know that I'm talking to any multimillionaires. I don't know, maybe a bunch of you. But I'm just assuming I'm talking to people like me. And you'd love to do more, but you have limited funds. Do what you can to stand with us. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Give, and it will be given to you. These are biblical promises, not for our carnal prosperity, not so that we can have more and more in this world, so that instead we can be channels of blessing. It's a message of generosity and provision. Again, you can text to give. You just take your cell phone right now and text the word give to 929-242-6431. All right, text the word give to 929-242-6431. Your gift of any size be greatly appreciated. Just take a few seconds, if you're giving my cell phone, to set up that account. And then thereafter, whenever you want to send us something and be of help to us, especially the end of the year, your tax deductible gifts are such a great blessing. Or you can go to our website, askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org, and click on donate. And we could really use a bunch more torchbearers, monthly supporters. And, you know, I'm looking at the clock here. I had the most amazing personal story of giving in my life, the most amazing. And maybe I'll share it tomorrow instead. I don't want to rush it now. I want you to feel the full impact with me as it unfolded and as you can be blessed by it and encouraged in your own lives, encouraged in your own lives. Because we're not just talking about standing with us and helping. We're talking about cultivating a lifestyle of generosity and giving. But our monthly supporters, you are the backbone of the ministry. And you go with me on every single trip around the world. You go with me every single trip around the world. You go with me every time I do a debate. You are sitting there with me every night as I'm writing an article. As we're pouring into our students, you are there with me. And to be a torchbearer, it's just a dollar a day or more per month. So that's it. Just a dollar a day or more per month. Think of that. Most of you are able to do that. Some could do much more than that, all right? And many of our torchbearers do that are able to. But a dollar a day or more per month, every single month, we send you a brand new audio message. I personally choose it. The team asks me, what's the audio message? I'm looking for something recently I preached or a key message from the past. We send that to you every single month. You can do it all digitally. And then anytime you order from our online bookstore, you get 15% off. Anytime, any amount of resources. And then we have online classes that I've done, some on video, many on audio. You get free access to those. We have some other teachings that we prepared that you get free access to as well, just bonus access. And then every month, we send you an insider prayer letter with testimonies, with updates before anyone else finds out what's going on. We let you know. So it's wonderful teamwork. And it may seem like so little to you, but trust me, it's so much to us because you are the backbone of what we do. And literally, it lifts burdens off of us. It enables us to even pray with greater faith and focus because we don't have to be burdened with some of these daily needs, and we can focus much more on, hey, helping our missionaries around the world. I've got some stories. Maybe I'll share more with you tomorrow about what's happening around the world. And our monthly supporters, you're part of that because the very first fruits that come in that you send in, we send out to people doing some of the most amazing work around the world, part of our own spiritual family, trained in our school, friends, co-workers. So together, we're making a difference. Look at me. Listen, you're making a difference. Yeah. Encourage yourself. You're making a difference as you stand with us. It's Giving Tuesday. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Thank you to each of you who's responded to my words today. May you be blessed.